Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the conversation. As I always say, be part of the solution. It's the only way we can fix anything. You know, I'm watching what's going on in the conversations about Joe Biden and team, if that's what you want to call them, and his group of peoples. You know, I really do. I really get a kick out of the fact that we can't seem to come together. Now, I know it's not necessarily the we. Well, that didn't sound right at all, did it? But the we that we all speak of. I mean, Joe Manchin is holding strong. I don't know how much longer he can do that, honestly. I don't know how much pressure he's willing to take. I know many of my colleagues, some of the guys I was talking to, wouldn't believe for a second that Manchin was going to hang in there. They figured he'd fold in a heartbeat. And, you know, it's amazing to me that he simply says, we need bipartisan support. We need to make sure that what we're doing is accepted by both sides. Right? I mean, shouldn't it be? Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, I appreciate the time that you're involved, you're engaged with the conversation, engaged with the solution. The, God bless, a lot of stuff popping up on the screen. And let's go back to what the Democrats have been doing with the infrastructure bill. We'll get into it in more detail later on in the show, but I mean, they're talking about child care being in the infrastructure bill. What is that all about? When is the infrastructure, you know, somebody has to explain that to me. When is infrastructure about the taxpayer taking care of you, having your kids taken care of? No, seriously, no joking around. It's kind of like now, you want to talk about socialism in its finest? You want to talk about what they're trying to do to you, to me, to us-ins? Just look at how they're pushing this. Look at how badly they want this to happen. Again, the infrastructure bill. This guy's looking to spend $10 trillion in a short time he's been in office. My God, Obama at least took his time about it. I mean, seriously. Oh, you know, some of us have been talking for a long time about how this is going to be a fight. This is actually going to be a fight. A war type of fight. That doesn't mean you go out to the streets with your baseball bats and guns. That's not what we're talking about. That means you have to open your mouth. You have to actually say something. When you go to your schools, when you go to your PTA meetings, I'm going to be harping on schools for all. I'm going to be harping on education for some time. Because, come on, let's be honest about it. The reality is, where does it start? It starts in education. I did this story the other night about how if we don't take back our schools, if we, and you know, you got two ways to do it. One is simply make sure that you go after conservative people to run for those school board seats. You make sure that you have conservatives, you have people who believe and love this country, and you take back those seats. Number two, it's got to be at the state level. Some states, like California, the education boards, the school boards, whatever you want to call them, I don't care. They don't run everything. It's not always up to them. The state sends out a mandate for ABCD, and all the board does is reiterate or reassure the state that, yeah, we've looked at everything, we've done what we're supposed to be doing, and yes, we're voting to tell you that we've done what we're supposed to be doing. How's that? Gives you a lot of power, don't it? You know, in my particular case, or my particular school board, about 87% of our budget goes to salaries and benefits for teachers and workers alike. Now think about it. Let that kind of settle into your head. If you're running a business, how does that kind of money, how can you use that kind of money and still keep your business open or spend that kind of money? Right? Most businesses are down close to about 50% for salaries and wages. Got to put money aside for R&D, you know, for research and development. You got to put money aside for maintenance. All those things have to be sitting there ready for you to work with. So you got to get back to education. You got to get back to taking over education. Now, one of the comments was made, which is also a viable solution, put your kids out of public school. School doesn't get any more money. The district gets no more money for that child. And you're going to hear some noise at that point. You're going to hear them start screaming, what do we do next? So, again, and I'm not suggesting that you do it as a protest. You guys are going to get together and decide how you make this work. You pull enough kids, for this scenario, you pull enough kids out of those schools, you hurt them financially, and eventually they're going to come back around and go, oh, my God. We need to change the way we're doing things. We need to get these kids back in school. Now, the Dems might try to do it a little differently. They might try to force you to get, by law, to get those kids back in school. Try to wipe out your ability to homeschool. I mean, there's many countries that it's against the law to homeschool your kids. How else are they going to get indoctrinated to the government? Just amazing. Again, amazing to me that it's taken us this long to figure it out. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host, listening to Railside on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in a new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, Exney Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
Back. Listen to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being engaged and involved. You got to be engaged and involved. You got to have your information. I mean, I think I told you this last week. A woman came to me at a class that we were doing and giving and about our founding fathers, about biblical history, and not biblical history, but, you know, biblical citizenship and the history of Christianity with our founding fathers. And the woman came up to me and took exception to the class because she said, all our founding fathers were Masons or deists and just started spewing this stuff that I see go by on some of these websites out there and some of these Facebook pages. And I finally turned around after she gnawing at me for a while. I finally turned around and said, hey, look, enough of this. You're a victim of your last conversation. You need to stop. You need to do some of your own homework. You need to read the letters that our founding fathers wrote to each other on the matter of Christianity, wrote to each other on what they wanted to happen, how they wanted this country to operate and run. Look, even in the days of coming up with the Declaration and the Constitution, what did they talk about? What were they arguing about? What were they fighting about? So, well, I don't know where those letters are. I said, then how can you tell me you did your research? You can find, they're easy to find. Wall builders are filled with them. Right? We get short videos, for those of you that have a short attention span, at Patriot Academy and other places where Rick Green and others will tell you. We'll read those letters to you. We'll read some of the writings of our founding fathers to show you where they were at when it came to Christianity and God. Well, I've never seen them. I said, well, that doesn't mean they don't exist. We have to fight even our own. This is why I keep telling you, somebody like that could jump on Twitter or something and start sending out tweets that have absolutely no truth or no basis in fact, if you would. That brings problems for us. Really. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, truly being part of the process, right? Well, it's nice to know somebody's paying attention. Biden was mocking it for using a prepared list of reporters after his Geneva summit. That has to be embarrassing. I mean, the guy can't even figure out where he's at. No, come on, let's be honest about it, right? When he was mocked, he reads those notes to himself. You see when he looks down and he starts reading. These aren't notes like for answers for questions. He's looking to see who he's supposed to call on. And he tends to say, or he tends to speak the part he's not supposed to speak. So somebody needs to put on his those little cards he reads off of. They got to put down there. Something that says, don't say this out loud, Joe. He admitted at the onset of his press conference at Geneva that he ought to be calling on reporters from a prepared list. Right? I mean, this is good. I mean, the problem is you put a man up there with this having some mental issues. Right? I mean, let's just be blunt about it. He's having some mental issues. Right? And they don't expect him to make any gaffes, and then they won't even... It's not even that they cover for him, they totally ignore it. He said, I'll take your question, and as usual, folks, they gave me a list of people I'm going to call on. I think it was like, remember during the election? They put together one of the best voter fraud teams. Somebody should have let him go. You should have no grown. Just let him go. See, I just love this stuff. Now, some say he was he was talking about his communication team, right? How was it acceptable? Remember, we weren't supposed to be able to keep up this guy. This guy was going to blow our socks off. But how is it acceptable, the stuff he says? Just remember when he's on a campaign trail. And he was challenging people who were asking him questions to push-up matches or whatever. I don't even know. Remember? Let's go outside. We'll do push-ups. I'll show you who's a real man. And I'm sure there's a lot of female athletes that could out-push-up Joe. And I like the, as usual, they gave me a list. I mean, that's got to be embarrassing as heck, don't you think? Everybody's sitting back scratching their heads going, as usual? You mean they do this all the time? And they won't ask him any questions that, well, actually, they can't ask him any questions on the list because they have probably pummeled him with answers on the same question over and over and over again. You'd love to see one Democrat, one media Democrat with some guts to stand up and throw a question on him. You know, do a setup. That's right. I'm there now, okay? Do a setup. So when they decide that they're going to do, you know, when they're going to ask Joe questions, and they say, here's your question, then go ahead and switch that question to the last second. See if Joe can actually really, truly answer it. Joe Concha from Fox News contrasted Biden's admission with Putin's earlier press conference, which lasted over an hour, and it showed no signs of stopping. Joey can't do that. Are you serious? He would fall over the front of the podium and pass out. Wouldn't be able to handle it all. A White House analyst calling our reporters by name and by outlet one by one to ask Biden a question. Unlike Trump, who called our reporters, well, whatever he wanted to, whenever, however he wanted to. And, you know, think about something. Joe would never get a tough question. What are they worried about? They're not going to back him into a corner. Really? Where Trump, they were looking for a gotcha moment at every corner. Can you imagine? Think about Joe Biden in the shape he's in right now. Can you imagine a bunch of reporters throwing questions at Joe Biden like they did with Donald Trump, President Trump, with the rapid fire talking over each other? I'm telling you, you'd see smoke coming out of the back of Joe's head. Something would short circuit. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, oh, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden and Russian President Putin concluded their summit Wednesday with an agreement that allows each country's ambassador to return to the nation they're posted to, but little else concrete. In a press conference following the meeting, President Biden said he did bring up the issue of human rights violations with Putin, saying it's in the DNA of America to speak up when it sees them.
I also told him that no president of the United States
could keep faith with the American people if they did not speak out to defend our democratic values, to stand up for the universal and fundamental freedoms that all men and women have, in our view. That's just part of the DNA of our country. So human rights is going to always be on the table, I told them. It's not about just going after Russia when they violate human rights. It's about who we are.
This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our closet.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
We are back.
Fella once said,
this is the Real 7 GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. Otherwise, you're simply part of the problem, really, seriously. So the way you become part of the solution is how? Come on. Pop quiz. Yeah, you get informed. You get informed, you get engaged, you find out what's going on. And you become part of that solution. You get involved where you're comfortable getting involved. It truly is that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Somebody sent me an email and said, you know, did you just say that you should pull kids out of public school? Well, yes, I said it. Professors have said it. Conservative professors, that is. We even have some liberal professors that are not happy with the way this education is being put out there. No jokes. Seriously. Now check, are you sitting down? John McWhorter, a black linguistic professor at Columbia University, says the parents who truly believe themselves to be anti-racist need to yank their kids out of schools. The ones especially that implement critical race theory. Yeah. Black professor. A black linguistics professor. Now, he targeted Dwight Englewood School in Englewood, New Jersey. Particular after former English teacher Dana Stengel announced her decision to resign from her position at the school following allegations that it was indoctrinating children through CRT teachings. McWhorter, in addition to being a noted academic, he's an author and a journalist who's written for CNN, Forbes. Look, did you catch that, though? CNN, Forbes, National Geographic, New York Times, Wall Street Journals, whole bunch of outlets. Tuesday, McWhorter tweeted a link of Stengel Plow's remarks on her resignation. He captured it, "All hail Dana Stengel Plow, who has resigned from Dwight Englewood School, which teaches students anti-racism that sees life as nothing but abusive power." That's the other thing that bothers me about CRT, is that it's a total negative curriculum. Totally negative. Everybody wants power. Everybody wants to push you aside. Right? Everybody is racist. Well, maybe not black people, according to CRT. Everything has to do with race. Everything's centered around race. Life is totally centered about race, centered around race in CRT, and it's wrong. And if you really love the kids, if you really love your kids, if you really don't want them screwed up, if you really want to be able to help them and work with them and have them have a healthy life, a strong life, get them out if the schools won't change what they're doing. Right? And again, this isn't that hard. You don't even need a college degree to figure this out. The letter was pretty lengthy. And a teacher revealed her fears over the hostile culture. Now, she's a teacher in school. They all stick together. They all work hard. Well, except if you're a conservative teacher, which then you're just, you know, you're really just a parasite. And many teachers who are coming out now and speaking, they're talking. But this is their fault, too. They allowed this to happen over the years. You conservative teachers who kept your mouth shut, thought everything was going to be okay, look at what has happened. Went on to say, I reject the hostile culture of conformity. I fear that it's taken over probably all of our schools. And a portion of her letter stated and added that the school demands students to see themselves not as individuals, no, but as representatives of a group, forcing them to adopt a status of privilege or victimhood. That's what CRT does. You are either a person of privilege or you're a victim. Let me tell you what, whether you're black, whether you're Asian, whether you're Hispanic, whether you're of Italian descent like I am, because I heard this growing up. If you want to be a victim, be a victim. Choose that. If that's what you choose to be, you choose it. But if you want to be a victor, then you be a victor. And you choose that. And you work towards it. And you guys like Charles Payne on Fox News, start looking at some of these stories from, and they're not onesie twosies, because there's a boatload of them, we just don't hear about them. We don't hear about a lot of those people who made it out of the black community, who finally got out, if you would, and now they're CEOs of companies, or they're in the top 10 of their company. But you don't hear about that, because that doesn't fit the narrative of the news people. You know, I mean, I heard it as a kid. But you know what I heard, too, is that if I didn't get an education, if I didn't really apply myself at school and get an education, then I would be a ditch digger the rest of my life. Now, no slight on ditch diggers, you know what I'm saying, though. So we all learn trades. We learn to do different things. And some of my friends are still in that neighborhood because they took it on themselves to believe that that's where they would always be. That was their life. She goes on to say in a portion of the letter, students arrive in my classroom accepting the theory as fact. People born with less melanin in their skin are oppressors. And people born with more melanin in their skin are oppressed. Men are oppressors, women are oppressed, and so on. Think about what they're being taught. Think about what's being shoved down their throats. One student didn't want to develop her personal essay. It's about an experience she had in another country for fear that it might mean that she was, without realizing it, racist. Now we've got them worried about being racist for simply wanting to tell a story about what happened to them. See, this is what, they've been doing this for a long time. Remember, for you old-timers on the show, I talked about this 8 years ago. I should go back and start playing some of those clips. They have these kids so wound tight, so fearful. This is what I was saying back then. They're now hating themselves for being white because of what the white race had represented at one point in time. Really? So, do we now make it? Or do we now force it? So that all races, colors, peoples who have had some kind of negative past are not worthy of redemption. We don't pay attention to how far they've come and what they've done. Come on, let this sink in. You got to read. I mean, I'll post a real letter up, a full letter up on the website later on, therealside.com. It's pretty long, but it's worth the read. Because this teacher from the heart tells you about what her experiences are. Now, the funny thing about it, when you read a letter, it's not written in such a fashion where, oh, they're all against me because I'm conservative. This is the furthest from it. It's written from a standpoint that this is the way direction is heading. I mean, education is heading. This is the way it's been heading. And look where it is now. Look what it's done to our kids. Not good. Not pretty. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There is a chat room going on there. Smarter people than I are in that chat room, so you may want to converse with them a little bit. Look, if you head over to MyPillow.com, Dad's Day is just around the corner. And I'm looking for a lot from you. Well, I'm not your dad, but listen, you can head up to MyPillow.com. A lot of good stuff there for Dad. Pillows, pillowcases, sheets, blankets. And don't think we don't like this stuff, because we do. And you guys would say, no, no, I don't care. That's not true either. But I'll tell you what, I got a pair of slippers from MyPillow. Love them. So if you got a father that loves to run around the house, you know, when he first gets up, no shoes, no whatever, get him some of those slippers. He's going to love them. They're real comfortable, real nice. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. When you go to MyPillow.com, when you go to the checkout, it's real simple. Use the promo code Joe. That simple. Joe, I'm telling you, make it easy on yourself. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot coming up that I want to talk about. We might even go through some of Joey B's clips of the day, because really, I mean, seriously, you'll get a lot of, well, I don't know if you get a lot of giggles out of them, but they are something to chuckle at. Otherwise, all you got to do is cry, right? I mean, that's all you got to do. All you'll have left to do is cry. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down. Get ready. A lot more coming up after the break.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
This shit, that ice cold. Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hoods.
We are back.
Good girl, straight masterpiece.
You listen to Real Title GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855. 732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I make it simple. I mean, I make it too easy. You can find us all over the place. So I do thank you for being with me today. I do thank you for the time you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Be part of the solution. I want you part of the solution. And look, I say it to everybody. The way that happens is you get informed. It's really that simple. That's the way it happens. You gotta get informed. You gotta get educated. And that's truly, honestly, then you can fight back with these people because they're not gonna know what to do with you. They don't fight with facts. They fight with emotion. And if there's no emotion, if they can't muster up the emotion they need, then they just attack you. So, I looked at some of the comments that were made. I heard Joe today gave Putin a list of infrastructure entities that were off limits. I mean, think about it. What's he doing? He's sitting there going, okay, well, you can attack these, but not these. You can attack those, but those stay away from on Saturdays. And is that what he did? It's just hilarious. President Biden actually told the reporters on Wednesday that he gave President Putin a list of 16 critical infrastructure entities that are off limits to Russian cyber attack. What? Is that akin to giving him permission? I'd love to know what you guys think. Isn't it akin to giving him permission? Those entities included energy, water. God. Hey, you can't even read this. Energy, water, healthcare, emergency chemical, nuclear, communications, government defense, food, commercial facilities, IT, transportation, dams, manufacturing, and financial services. How about don't you dare cyber attack anything in our country? Nothing. We will consider it an act of war. End of discussion. Would you like some more coffee? You know what I'm saying? And those entities included, think about this again. Energy, okay. Our electric grid. Did he give this same ultimatum to China? That's what I want to know. Water health. I'm sorry, water, healthcare, emergency, chemical, nuclear. Really? We had to lay it out like this for Putin because, what, you're too stupid to know better? So Joey says, oh, this is great. Well, we'll find out whether we have a cybersecurity arrangement that begins to bring some order. Putin, for his part, denied any involvement in a recent spat at cyber attacks. Of course, we're going to say, yeah, it was us. Deal with it. Joe said, I squinted at him and said, how would you feel if ransomware took on the pipeline from your oil fields? It would matter, wouldn't it? Right. Yeah, he just scared Putin, didn't he? Oh, I never thought of that. If you guys attacked us, what would I do? Come on. You know what Trump would have done? Like he did with the little guy from Little Kim there, right? He would have looked up and said, you try another cyber attack on our stuff, I will bring you to your knees. I will rain fire and brimstone on you and your country like you've never seen before. Leave us alone, we'll leave you alone. And you want another vodka there or what? Biden refused to say that military action was on the table, especially if Russia was found to be responsible for the ransomware attacks. Look, they may have came out of his country, which I don't doubt. There's plenty of scams to come out of this country to go planet-wide. Right? In terms of a red line you laid down, is military response an option for a ransomware attack? One reporter asked. Biden says, well, thank you very much. He tried to end it right there and then. They turned around and said, no, we didn't talk about military response because he was asked a question another time or two. Don't even know if he knew what the question was, frankly. He said, I didn't threaten Putin. I just made some simple assertions. Why not? Yeah, really, seriously, I'm not saying you threatened to blow up his country. But you look right at him and say, look, you keep playing these high school games, these high school, you know, playground games, whatever you want to call them, and we're going to have some problems. You're going to have some problems, not us. But I haven't delved into it yet. I'm looking at a new budget that they're putting together, and they're only requesting a 1% kick, addition to the military budget, because they felt that Trump already spent too much money on it. These guys have brained it, really, seriously. And a lot of the lefties will say to you, we spend more money, percentage of our budget than any other country does on military infrastructure. Really? Why don't you go check out what China's doing, how much money they're spending. And again, it's all relative money based on what you're trying to do. Did you guys, what is it, one of my brilliant people in chat room may be able to find this, but we protect a boatload of countries out there by treaty, by agreement. And it does a couple of things for us. One is it gives us a place to defend ourselves and other countries from. It gives us, you know, jump off bases, if you would. Seriously. So when you have, you know, when we're protecting, it costs money. We should be building more ships. We should be building more planes. That would help add to the economy, and it would help strengthen the government as a whole, or the country as a whole. Biden stressed the need for both nations to take action against criminals that conduct ransomware activities on each other's territories. Putin had his own press conference, though, after the meeting. He claimed that American sources say that a majority of cyber attacks in the world come from within the U.S. And you know what? He's right. He's right. The number of organizations affected by ransomware has jumped 102% compared to the beginning of 2020. Doesn't look like it's going to slow down anytime soon. I mean, these guys are at it 24-7. Once they find an in, they're not going to stop till they can squeeze every nickel they can out of it. Remember, that, you know, both Colonial Pipeline and JBS Holdings, a meat processing company, they were subject to major cyber attacks. Where, you know, against the guys at the FBI, they paid millions of dollars in ransom to resume operation. And the FBI said, let us say, we're going to work on that for you. Why don't you don't pay them? We'll figure it out eventually. No, well, we haven't got years to wait for you guys. Besides, we're a conservative organization. You won't do jack for us anyway. That was my line, not theirs, by the way. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. It's a, you know, Joe Biden is the gift that keeps on giving from an embarrassment. I don't know if you want to call it a gift, but from an embarrassment standpoint, he never stops. Think about it. He snapped at a reporter at the end of his press conference after she asked why he was confident Russian President Vladimir Putin would change his previously, you know, his previously bad behavior. And Biden was walking away after saying he was committed to freeing Americans imprisoned in Russia. He rolled around at his questionnaire and said, hey, I'm not confident he'll change his behavior. What the hell do you think? What is wrong with you people? Can you imagine when Trump called some of those, I don't even want to call them journalists or reporters. They're not even reporters, they're storytellers, right? Nothing. There was nothing. I mean, they would have crucified him for saying the same thing. And you know I'm right. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Got to get involved, get engaged, be a thorn in their flesh, if nothing else. Be a thorn in their side, if nothing else. The Black Studies professor says that Queen Elizabeth is a symbol of white supremacy. And she has, well, I'm talking about, is he talking about her statues or her, I wonder? I mean, that could be bad. Yes, Her Majesty has now been canceled. UK Black Studies professor called Queen Elizabeth the number one symbol of white supremacy in the entire world. Well, thank God. At least it's not Trump anymore. Maybe they'll get stuck on something else now. After a committee of Oxford University students voted to tear down a portrait of Queen Elizabeth from their common room because she represents colonialism, Kendra Andrews, UK's first black studies professor, backed the removal of the monarch's portrait on Good Morning Britain, arguing the British institution represents racism and white supremacy. If we're honest about the Queen, doesn't represent modern colonialism. The Queen is probably the number one symbol of white supremacy in the entire world. A born to rule elite of this totally white family. Well, not anymore. Seriously, you think about this stuff. Look at how England is run today. Help me understand how it's still a country of white supremacy. Right? And when they went in some of these other countries, yeah, yes. There were some nasty things that were done. No question about it. But what else did they do? Strengthen the country they went into, make sure people got food, clothing, and help. That's not why they did it. I get it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Tom Del Beccaro is going to join me in the next hour. Will Newsom get recalled? Is he going to weasel out of this? Show him a senior host. Don't go far.